Hey, thanks for checking out this episode of the Lake Effect Podcast, where we're going to visit with John Tibbles, charter captain, on Lake Erie. Right now it's about 4:30 a.m., 5 a.m. The birds have just begun chirping. The sun is rising in the east. Beautiful purple magenta sky, and looks like it's going to be a good day on the water. Maybe, maybe not. That's the thing with fishing on Lake Erie. You can never tell. Right now I'm at Tibbles Marina on East Harbor in Marblehead, Ohio, talking to charter captain, getting his fleet ready. What's your name, young man, and where are we at? What are we doing?
John Tibbles, and we're getting our boats ready for the day. Two six-pack boats, they're getting, I got one crew here right now getting ready to load on and get the people on and get ready to go fishing.
What about the other boats, the bigger boats?
Yeah, same thing. So we have walk-ons today. We don't have any of them chartered, so the people are going in, signing up, getting what seat they want, and then they're coming out, and we get them loaded on the boat and get our worms on.
So is this just, when you say walk-ons, is this random people from random places?
It is, and they call in advance so we know how many people, because we have four big boats, and I got to know how many captains they have available ready to go. So they call in advance, get themselves on a list, and then first come, first serve. Some people want the bow, some want the stern, some have a favorite number they want.
So John, what all is involved in getting ready in the morning?
So
don't let me stop you, I'll just go along.
So each boat, you gotta have ice. The big boats, we used to take two big bags of ice. These get one big bag of ice for the fish. Gotta get your worms washed, because you don't want that worm mud all over the boat.
Okay.
So we wash our worms in those boxes. There's ice around the outside, and then
wash
in the middle.
Behind the ears also?
Yep, okay. All the way.
Go ahead.
And we sex them. They all like female worms out there. So do that. These guys, yesterday, ounce and a half, so they switched their rods over to ounce and a half. On these boats, the rods, the tackle, everything's supplied. Bait, ice, it's all supplied.
How many boats you got all together?
Six.
Six boats?
Six. We have four of the big boats and two six passenger boats.
Are these 32-foot sport craft?
30-foot. 30-foot sport crafts, yep.
And then what about the big boats? They look like they're all a little bit different?
They're all custom made.
Okay. Aluminum?
Yep. My dad made them. He started with the Harbor Queen in 1979, finished that one 80. Harbor Queen 2 was finished in 81. The Jill was 84, and the Jackie was 90. And each one has a little different characteristic, because each one he changed a little bit, tweaked a little bit for better, for worse.
Right.
Different ideas he had.
What kind of, what's the tonnage range on these big boats?
So
about?
So they're about 12 ton.
Okay.
Yep.
Are the big boats any more comfortable on rough seas?
Not so much. The only difference with the big boats, you have a bench seat all the way around that you can sit on. These, you'll sit on the engine hatch and two seats, but actually the smaller boats, you know, you can get everybody moved forward.
Okay.
And they don't get wet. There's a lot more comfort. Our bigger boats, obviously being bigger, they're gonna roll just a little bit more, and you gotta hang on.
After about an hour and 15 minute run east to about 3-4 miles off the Vermilion, we are throttling down and we'll see what happens here. Are you looking at the screen to see what kind of fish there are?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, let's get fishing, huh? So all these are, we're marked about 30 feet down to the bottom. So we're gonna use the ounce and a half weight so we can get down there. We are in 47 foot of water.
Anyone on a Lake Erie charter boat will notice constant chatter between captains via radio or cell phone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm secretly following you up here back up though.
Okay, it's no secret.
I don't think nobody knows about this spot.
Well, it's gonna be out now that you know.
So what are we doing? Just drifting along, casting out weighted lures?
Yeah, casting out, we're using a worm harness with an ounce and a half egg sinker, casting out about a 10 count, reeling slow and steady. We're in 46 foot of water.
You ever get people that bring on a lot of tackle, a lot of rods?
Yeah.
And they show up with their own net and everything else?
Yep, and they'll bring their own coolers on, and all that stuff stays on shore. The state allowed 3 rods, and it's not for casting, it's for the trolling people. You can't cast 3 rods, it's hard to even work 2 rods. So I recommend you take 1 rod that you're gonna use and 1 spare rod in case that rod breaks and you have a spare one. And tackle, you're gonna use maybe 4 different lures. So bring a few lures. We don't need a tackle box that's 20 by 20, 20 pounds. You know, so we lighten everything up. It's nice on these. People don't have to bring any gear at all. We got all the top of the line rods, reels, everything's ready for them. So, because you don't get guys that don't understand walleye fishing, they come with catfish rods. Catfish rods, big, heavy duty rod, and these fish are biting so light, if you have a heavy rod, you can't feel them.
Right.
So it works better if they use our gear, because it's set just for this.
On the walk-on boats, you're getting a lot of people mixed together that may not know each other. You ever have people that don't get along? For one reason or another?
Not too often, really, because everybody has the common goal to catch fish.
Okay.
You know, and every once in a while you get a guy rubs another guy wrong, but not very often, really. Day to day, these people are out just to have a good time and catch some fish, you know. And most of the times you watch and you'll see a guy from Pennsylvania get talking to a guy from Cleveland. They'll talk about football. They'll talk, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then it's just camaraderie. It is.
Okay.
Yep. Will, how'd you do up there?
Cool 5 so far.
Okay, well, to me it's kind of quit. I'm going to go back up there. We pulled a ticket.
Okay, yeah. Not really. Smack them, but it's okay.
Yeah. Wind's dying. It's killing us.
Yep.
So, John, what's the craziest thing you've seen pulled out of the water in your years fishing Lake Erie?
Sturgeon. We had a couple sturgeon.
How big?
One was over 3 feet. We couldn't. It broke the line. It surfaced about 4 times. And the next time it went down, it wasn't turning around. Then we've had perch fishing. We've had 26 and 28 inch sturgeon that we brought in, you know, and obviously put back, but everybody got to see them. Kind of the funniest thing, had a guy catch a rod that was underwater, grab that rod, here it had a walleye hooked to it. So that was kind of neat.
Someone just lost it recently.
Somebody.
No kidding.
Yeah. So that's unique. You see stuff like that.
Interesting.
Usually it's a sheephead that does it, but that time it was a walleye.
So John, you guys do any trolling?
No, we don't troll at all.
Why not? I've heard you can catch more fish faster.
They do, but it's not. It's the experience that people have when you're trolling. It's my opinion. It's harvesting. I mean, you tell a guy just to reel the fish in. There's no fight to it. You know, you just drag them in, and the boat did all the work. We're here. I can teach a person how to cast and what depth to be at, and he feels that bite. He sets the hook. It's up to him if he loses it or gets it all the way in.
So when you're trolling, the customer doesn't even hold the rod until a fish is on?
Correct. It's in a rod holder. And then when they see the rubber band or whatever it is break, releases, they go, and then all they do is reel it in.
Okay. That doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
Not for me, it's not. But I mean, some people, they're there. They want their limit of fish. And so that's what they go for.
Okay. Huh. Interesting. The size of walleye being caught now seem to be consistently smaller. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? What can you tell me?
Well, the good thing is we've had really good hatches. So that means these fish that we're catching, you see, we have 24 fish in the cooler, and we probably caught 20 of them that were
undersized.
Throwbacks?
Yes, they were throwbacks. They were under 50 inches, which is a good thing, because that means next year we have stock, you know, for years to come. And we're seeing this from, we're down here at Vermilion in the deep water. We're seeing these small fish in deep water all the way west to West Sister, you know, and up towards Michigan line.
So are you saying the more smaller fish that you pull out of the water, the better the sign for the next years of fishing?
Yes, because next year, these ones that are 14, even if we have a good food source, by the end of the season, by September, these 14s will be 15s.
Now, so, do customers that come up here, do they see the big picture in that sense, or they just want to catch a giant fish?
They do see the big picture. Most of them that are looking for that giant fish, they try to come April, May, and fish the hard weather times, you know, because that's when the big fish are schooled down in the Western Basin, you know, to spawn.
Okay.
So they will come for those, but we get the customers that want to come with nice weather and catch fish. They come at this time of the year,
right,
and they're happy catching these walleye, not because they don't take them home. They're happy that they're catching fish. You know, there's days years ago in the 90s where we just sit here and look at each other and maybe come home with three fish. And some of these older customers remember those days.
What's the general guideline for when people won't go on the lake?
It varies, because if we can catch fish by the islands, let's say we got a bad west wind, but on the east side of the islands we're catching fish, we'll ride out in 3 and 4 foot waves and hide behind the islands if we know we can catch fish.
Okay.
If we can't catch fish, we'll tell them, we give them the option, because these boats can take anything the lake will give us.
Right.
But they want a good experience. We want them to have a good experience, because we don't want them to think that Lake Erie is always like this and it beats them up. So you grade your people. If I had young kids, I would say, we don't want to go.
Right.
You know, it's going to be, even the ride over, it's going to be too rough for these kids. We don't want to scare them that Lake Erie is always like this. In my opinion, a good businessman is going to get, I'm going to get that repeat customer next year, the year after, year after.
Okay.
But if I take them out and scare them to death, I'll get their money once. I won't get it over and over.
That makes sense.
And fish don't bite all the time. I mean, everyone knows it's a sportsman. You don't get your deer all the time. You don't get your limit. You know, so most people understand. And we get out here and we do the best we can to give them experience. I've had people that don't know how to cast, and by the end of the day, starting the day, they're 10 feet away from the boat. By the end of the day, they're casting out 30, 40 feet. So they ended up learning something from us. If they don't catch their fish, they still had a good experience. And it's about the experience. And obviously, you've gone places and not caught all your fish or got all your deer or whatever you're hunting, not done well. But yet, it's how you were treated and the experience you had.
Hey, Captain John Kibbles, I appreciate you having me aboard for a day of fishing on Lake Erie, and hopefully one day I'll see you somewhere around the lake.
Yes, for sure. Hope you had a good time, and hopefully you...
It was great.
Good.
Some nice people, caught some fish, had a great day on the water.
That's the main thing, right?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Take care.
Thanks for joining me today for this episode of the Lake Effect Podcast. I'm your host and producer, James Proffitt. Executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer. If you have questions or want to learn more about Lake Effect, visit wgte.org/lakeeffect. Until then, I'll see you somewhere around the lake.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.